Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, in this video, I'm talking about five famous women with autism. All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking that notification bell down below. And if you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a like and a follow to see more videos just like this one. Okay guys, so I decided to...
The heck was that?
Okay guys, so I decided to compile a list of five of the most interesting autistic women who are famous in a field, but also on the autism spectrum. And some of these people you probably didn't even know were on the spectrum. Okay guys, if you're new to me and everything, I also have social media handles on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. So if you want to go and follow me on all of those channels, please do so now because I upload content on all of those platforms. Okay, so this is kind of a fun one for me. I decided that I've done videos on people who are famous, who are autistic, and I've done videos on, you know, famous scientists and stuff like that who are on the autism spectrum and actors. And what I wanted to do is actually do on just on females on the autism spectrum. Because to me, one of the most interesting things is that autism is very much a, it affects everybody and anyone. But for the current diagnostic criteria, it shows that autism is three times likely in males than it is females, which is just because of the diagnostic process is set up for males rather than females, but that's slowly becoming a thing of the past. But at the moment, that's still kind of the current consensus. So having a list of famous people with an autism spectrum disorder is kind of like a rarity, really, when you think about it. But when you think about famous people who are female with autism, I think that's like super rare. So I wanted to do this video dedicated to all those awesome, inspirational, hardworking, epic women who are on the autism spectrum and they're famous, and I thought you guys could find some inspiration and a bit of a awesome moment. All right, so let's get into it. Okay, so the first one was kind of like an obvious one, is Dr. Temple Grandin. Now, Temple Grandin is a very famous doctor of animal behavioral biology, or she's an animal scientist. She does stuff with like livestock behavior before slaughter or something to do with animals and slaughter. But regardless of her work with her science industry, she actually is very famous for being a public advocate and spokesperson on autism. She's written a few books, she's done some TV shows, and there's a documentary or a film made about her as well. So she's really, really famous, and they study Temple Grandin kind of like as a standard model of talking about autism from an autistic person's point of view when doing degrees or studying anything. So she's very much an influential person in the autism community just because of how, you know, accessible she is and the actual content she's put out to date. Now, Temple Grandin has a diagnosis of autism, which I think is just amazing, and she's such a leading prominent figure in the autistic community, and so I'm really, really happy to mention it in this video. I've never had the pleasure of interviewing or meeting Dr. Grandin yet, but I think I will at one point. I'm gonna try and invite her over to do a video or even just be on my podcast with me, because that would be kind of cool, wouldn't it? So, hey, if you think that would be interesting to have me interview Dr. Grandin, leave me a comment in the comment section down below right now saying, Dan, you have to interview Dr. Grandin. So that'll be really, really cool. Also guys, if you're enjoying this type of video, please give it a thumbs up. Thumbs up means you like this video, and if you like this video, it means that I can make more of them, and that's it. It's cool. Okay, so number two, famous woman with autism. This is Anne Hegarty. Now, Anne Hegarty is a very famous British TV personality. She's also been on things like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, because her celebrity status. She started off doing game show quizzes, I think, on British television, and then she became like the main quizmaster on this TV show called The Chase, where like, you know, audience participation members from the public have to go and test their intelligence and intellect out against somebody who's like a super brainiac. Now, she is the brainiac that sits in the chair, and she pretty much almost always wins. And I think it's down to the fact that because she has a diagnosis of autism, she's able to, her thing is to retain information and facts on all kinds of stuff. So yeah, she's just super inspirational. And I think Anne really sets the bar for like, oh wow, I didn't realize that person was autistic, because she's got really good skills when she's on TV, because she's putting on like this act, or what they call masking in typical terms. I really think Anne is inspirational because she's showing that she can have a very interesting, prominent career, even in television, being in the public eye on the autism spectrum, and she's killing it, and she's female. So yeah, Anne, I tip my hat to you for being super awesome, and I'd love to interview Anne as well, like at some point. I know a friend of mine interviewed her on his podcast. Maybe I should reach out and interview her as well. I mean, these are just pretty awesome people I'd definitely like to have, interviews with at some point, maybe even a blog or a podcast post. But yeah, super interesting, Anne Hegarty. Now, the next one I'm going to talk about, number three, is an awesome singer called Susan Boyle. Now, Susan Boyle, again, is a British, Scottish singer and celebrity. Now, Susan Boyle was made famous and discovered on the TV show Britain's Got Talent. Now, she was quite interesting because her appearance and the way her personality traits were didn't really match up to the expectations of such a fantastic voice coming out of this woman. So everyone kind of looked at her to say like, okay, there's this woman who looks, she's very dated in her dress sense. She's very kind of like reserved. I don't think she's going to be that good of a singer just off the bat, because let's face it, that's how the judges look at people, right? And she gets on stage and belts out this awesome voice, and with the song I Think I Dream a Dream from like a musical. Anyway, since then she became like world famous for being this like kick butt awesome singer, and she's just amazing. She then later came out and said that she had a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome, and she still lives with her mother in a like a state housing property in the UK, regardless of her income of being like in excess of like £50 million. But again, Susan is inspirational because I feel like there are people who relate to Susan in a way where they might feel kind of a bit different to the typical person. They may not dress how people want them to dress, but they still have the ability and the skills to give to something so amazing. I mean, look at the career that Susan has done. I mean, that's inspirational and should be very much inspirational for people, especially young women on the autism spectrum who want to do things like performing arts or TV personalities. Super dope, super awesome. Okay, so number four, super awesome. This one is Daryl Hannah. Now, Daryl Hannah is an American actress. She is really well known for being in the movie franchise for Kill Bill. Now, I haven't seen those movies, and I know it's kind of like sacrilegious because everyone's like, you've never seen Kill Bill? And I even did a movie and TV course when I was in college. I was doing media moving image, and one of the things we had to do was study different movies, and Kill Bill was one of them. But because of my inability to liken or have affinity to certain phrases or words because of my autism spectrum disorder, the movie title Kill Bill isn't appealing to me, because it's kind of like, it reminds me of put your hands in the air like you just don't care. I feel like there's no real thought into the title. So the title alone put me off the movie. Regardless of my inability to watch the film, I know that Daryl Hannah is kind of like one of the main people in it. And she actually has a diagnosis of autism and is just absolutely like kick butt. She's out there, she's killing it. She's like this stunning actress, woman, like super high up in Hollywood, killing it with all these movies. And I think that's awesome. You know, it just shows that like, no matter where you are on the spectrum, it doesn't matter your inability to do something, your ability to do great things is what really counts. And these women so far are just absolutely like thrashing it. They're killing it. And they're showing that it's possible. They're showing that you don't have to worry about like, I can't talk to those friends or I don't fit in that group. Well, don't worry about those groups, man. Do you, and you make your own group and then you make that group successful. I love it. God, you guys are awesome. If you agree with what I'm saying, please give this video a thumbs up. Man, I love you guys. Okay, so number five is a very dear friend of mine. This woman is super inspirational. This is Charlotte Davis from MTV's Just the Two of Us. Now, Charlotte Davis is a TV personality, an MTV show star. I guess she's got like 5 seasons out of the show Just the Two of Us. She's the only remaining original cast member, and she's killing it, dude. You know, you think about like, you know, MTV personalities, this girl is killing it. Not only is she an MTV personality, but she's a tattoo artist on the show. So though she's got the artistic skill that comes from her ability to create amazing images, and then also is a TV personality presenter because she's landed this show, you know, on MTV, and it's super awesome. Not only that, she also has her own private tattoo studio, which is super awesome, and I actually have some tattoo work done from Shal, which is on my arm here, and I will show you that when it's all finished, but I'll show you a sneak peek now. But in terms of Shal's autism, Shal actually got the autism diagnosis while she was filming for MTV, because MTV have different types of people on the show, like different, you know, you have therapists and people making sure that everything's running smoothly, and the health and the mental health of all the staff and the crew are all doing well. And so then they took her through a diagnostic process, and one of the top guys in the UK diagnosed her with what would have been known as Asperger's syndrome, but in 2013 they took that out of the diagnostic criteria, and now it's just the autism spectrum disorder. So Shal Davis has a diagnosis of the autism spectrum disorder and is super, super awesome. She also has her own YouTube channel, which I will leave in a link below this video. And I have done tons of video with Shal Davis, so if you want to check out the top three videos I've done with Shal, you can check them out in the card above. I'll leave them on the end screen, and I'll put them in a pinned comment on this video. That's super awesome. So if that doesn't inspire you, I don't know what will. These women are absolutely killing it. I love each and every one of their stories, and I think that they're absolutely fantastic. If you have any to add to this, put it in a comment down below. I'd love to see more inspirational women like this on the spectrum. If you are new around here, don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.